On this Tuesday, we're joined by Don Day, a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, to discuss the weather forecast. I'd like to start in the Gulf of Mexico. Marco has dissipated. Doesn't seem like that was that big of an event. However, Laura keeps gaining strength. And I'm wondering if we have a track that you think is pretty solid at this point and where that might be for this hurricane to come to shore.
Well, you could never say a solid track with a hurricane ever. However, the computer guidance and the trajectories are all pretty much in agreement that East Texas and right along that Texas-Louisiana border is the area that we need to watch for landfall. It is going to be a pretty strong hurricane. Landfall looks to be imminent in terms of being hurricane strength. Houston is under the gun, and we'll need to keep a very close watch on it as we go into the next 72 hours here. What'll happen after Laura is it does appear is that it's going to be drifting almost due northward. So we're going to see some significant rains go into Arkansas, parts of maybe eastern Oklahoma, Missouri. Then some of the southern and eastern areas of the Corn Belt will get what's left of it. And so that could end up bringing some real significant rains to those areas.
No reason to think it'll stall out and backtrack like Harvey did over Houston a few years back.
Doesn't look like that. And the one reason that probably won't happen is as we get into the second half of the weekend and into early next week, there's going to be a pretty significant trough coming out of Western Canada. And what that'll do is that will move it along and push it off to the east. As it goes north, it'll get shunted to the east. And that same trough coming in out of Canada, Todd, is going to end up bringing a significant change in the weather to the western states that has been suffering heat and dryness and wildfires. Well, temperatures will drop significantly across parts of the northern and central Rockies and into the northern plain states for the first couple of days of September.
Any thought that it'll bring rainfall relief to parts of those areas and California, too, I suppose?
California is going to struggle to get rain out of it. But the northern Rockies, the fires in Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and even into some of the fire areas of Colorado and Arizona and Utah should get some rains out of this pattern that should help those areas.
What does it mean for the Corn Belt, if anything?
Well, it will mean, especially for Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, eastern areas of Nebraska, there's going to be a pretty good outbreak of shower and thunderstorm activity along that front early next week. So those areas, which are probably too far north and west to feel the impacts of Laura, we'll have a chance of rain with that front.
Anything else before I let you go for the day?
Well, it's going to be a busy week next week with the hurricane, with this cold front coming on in. So we do see things changing heading into September.
Thank you so much, Don.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joined us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.